Okay, today's daf is Tamur Daf Dalid. We left off in Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We are at the two dots on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara had said on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph that that every time you have a lav in the Torah, if it's a lav she yeshbo maisa, you get malchus. A lav she inbo maisa, you don't get malchus, except with three exceptions that are inbo maisa, yet you still get malchus. And they are nishba, meimar, and mekal chaver b'shem. Those are the three, and then we had one possible additional lav shein bo maisa that you get malchus. Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina said, if you're makdim truma lebikurim. So the Gemara began to discuss each of these categories, and the Gemara spoke about nishba. Both types of shvua are a lav shein bo maisa that you could theoretically get malchus on, both a shvua shav and a shvua sheker. We spent a good deal of time discussing how shvua sheker is ever going to be something that you would get malchus on, and we said maybe a shvua l'sha'avar, a shvua about what happened already, would be a lav shein bo maisa that you do get malchus on. We discussed meimar, and the Gemara had suggested that no, meimar maybe shouldn't be on the list. Doing tamura maybe shouldn't be on the list of a lav shein bo maisa, because not because you don't get malchus, you do get malchus, like the Mishnah says on Beis Amid Aleph, but because it's not really ein bo maisa. Since al yedei diburo nasa maisa, since your dibur leads to a maisa, it creates this chalos of kedusha on the second animal, so maybe it doesn't belong on the list. And now we're going to discuss the third one, hamakalos chaver b'shem. That's where we are holding about 10-12 lines before the end of the page at the two dots. Hamakalos chaver b'shem is the third example of a lav she'ein bo maisa that you do get malchus on. So says Mar Minal and Hanaway, know that you got malchus on makalos chaver b'shem. Amar Blazer, Amar Baoshia, Amar Kra. Im lo tishmar uksi v'hifla Hashem es makosecha. So hafla azu ein yodeh mahu. We don't know what the hafla is referring to. Kshu omer v'hifla shofik v'yiko lefanav. Haviomer hafla azu malkus. So we see that hafla is malkus. So we see that that's about that seems to be about. The Gemara is suggesting that that's about mekalos chaver b'shem. Eimer afilu shvuas emes. One might think that even if a person takes a shvuas emes, he's going to get malchus. So behediksev shvuas Hashem tia bein shneim. No, shvuas emes, that adrabah, that's a good thing to do, to take a truthful shvua. So no, maybe says the Gemara, Eimer hanimi lefayis is chavero of milki lilki. Yeah, maybe the pasuk says that it's a good thing to do, but nevertheless you get malchus, meaning there are some things that are right, but yet there are consequences to them. They may be the right decision at the time. So given the two evils of not taking shvua and having your counterpart distrust you or your business partner distrust you, or taking a shvua and bearing the brunt of the malchus, maybe the Torah is saying, okay, so take the shvua and you'll bear the brunt of the malchus. A very strange type of svara. Where do you ever have that? That malchus is the better decision? Yeah, you just do it and you'll get a malchus. You have it like in real life when you deal with not with onshin, when you deal with, you know, so should I go out in the freezing cold to do so? Well, it's such an important thing that I need to do, and I don't have a coat. So sometimes, okay, I'll bear the brunt of it later because it's such a chashuva thing to do. But in malchus, that you're going to go and do something and get malchus for it, very, very unusual. Says Gemara, lo matzamri taksiv u'shmosi shaveh, and you can't say that it's something that you're going to that's a mitzvah, and yet you're still going to get malchus, because the pasuk says ubishmoti shaveh, telling us that it's purely positive. There's no malchus. Homi by lechad Rav says, well, no, maybe ubishmoti shaveh is already needed to teach me what Rav taught me. Damar of gidulam Rav minayin shenishbal in the kaimas hamitzvos shenemar nishbati va'kaim lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha, that there's a din that you're supposed to be. You're supposed to take a shavua to be mekayim mitzvos for positive things. We always think of a swear as something that you can't do. The money mitzvos counted as a mitzvah daraisa to take a shavua for good things. So you should take a shavua to be mekayim mitzvos. So aksiv krachrino bo sidbak uvishmoti shaveya. No, but there's another pasuk uvishmoti shaveya that in addition to the pasuk about kiyama mitzvos. Right, that's what Rashi writes. Aksiv krachrino uvishmoti shaveya detrei kroy ksivi uvishmoti shaveya chad beves. Schanan v'chad v'vahaya ekev. Chad mi bayle de nishva l'kaimus ha-mitzvah v'idach l'shvuas emes. One that tells me about being nishva l'kaimus ha-mitzvah is a good thing, and the other one that tells me shvuas emes in general is a good thing. Taking a shvua to the truth is a good thing. Two different parshiyos, two different psukim. Ela l'may asa. So what's this pasuk about that you're getting malchus for some type of shavua? So it must be, if it's not about taking a shavua semes, so what is it about? And we already discussed shavua sheker and shavua shav, so it must be mekalas chaver b'shem, that you can get malchus even though it's a lav shein momaisa, if you're mekalas chavero b'shem, if you use the shem Hashem to be mekalal somebody else. So a couple of quick points over here about the shvua. Rashi writes from the pasuk b'shmoti shava, we learn that it's mutter to take a shvua l'kayim es a mitzvah. That's how Rashi writes over here. It sounds like the pasuk is teaching me not that it's a mitzvah, but that it's mutter, that it's a reshus to take a shvua to be mekayim mitzvah. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvos Sei Zayin, writes that the Torah is mitzava us to take a shvua b'shmo yisaleh when to be mekayim davar min advarim ala achisho ki b'zeh gedula l'shem yisaleh v'kavod v'iloi. That it's dafka kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we take a shvua b'shem Hashem. That whenever in normal business practice you need to take a shvua, it's dafka a mitzvah and a kavod and a gedula HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the shvua b'shem Hashem. And he writes that from based on this Gemara that nishbayim l'kayim as a mitzvah, that it's a maila. It's a maila to take a shvua. The Ramban is masik on the Rambam that it's not muchach nar sugya. That it's a mitzvah to be mekayim to take a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah, because the Gemara just uses this to be docha and to say that you can't learn from the pasuk b'shmot tishava that it's mutter to take a shvua's bitoy, because you need the pasuk to teach me that it's mutter to be mekayim mitzvah, like Rashi says. But you don't see beferish in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah. Maybe that pasuk is just teaching me that it's a heter to be mekayim mitzvah. The Rambam himself in Hilchos Shavuos in Perek Yud Gimel Halachas Aleph through Gimel of Hilchos Shavuos paskins that some of Mechayev a shvua based in its mitzvah lovely shava, but a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah, the Rambam writes muteres. It's mutter to do. Sounds like the Rambam himself says that it's only a reshus in Mishnah Torah. Even though Sefer Mitzvos, he seems to say it's a mitzvah, but it sounds that the Rambam himself holds that it's only a reshus to take a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah. Chassam Sofer writes that there's an iser to take a shvua as MS, and he brings a raya. He doesn't quote the Rambam, doesn't quote the Ramban. Leaves the whole real primary discussion out of it. He quotes a Ran in Masechta Shavuos Daf Memhei, where the Ran writes that it's the derech of Bnei Yisrael lahafsid mamon atzmam velasos kol titzdigi shaloli shava afilu be'emes. That the derech of Klal Yisrael, and this seems to be the minhag, that we do whatever we can to avoid taking a shvua, even if it's a Shavuos Emes. Now, we avoid it at all costs. It doesn't mention the Rambam, nothing about the Ramban. And it's mamish against the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, adraba, to be take a Shavuos Emes, at least a Rishos, perhaps even a mitzvah. And the Ramban, certainly it's a Rishos. So, there is this Shita Saran, that our minag Yisrael is, we avoid taking a Shavuos at all costs. Another interesting point over here, the Tur in Yoredei and Simon Reish Gimel writes that even though it's mutter to take a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah, that's only when it's a mitzvah tluya begufo, when it's something that you could do physically. But a mitzvah tluya b'mamono, let's say you take a shvua that you're going to give tzedakah, well, how do you know you're still going to have your money tomorrow? Overnight, it could all disappear. I was just mentioning that Rav Asher Weiss spoke in Shari Tefillah yesterday, and he said that after 30 years of saving up money, a little bit of money, whatever he was able to save, and he had it invested, 90% of it overnight all disappeared. You don't know what the next day is going to bring. Look what happened with all the people invested with Madoff. So take a shvua to do a mitzvah b'mamono. Torah says that's not a good idea, because how do you know you're ever going to be able to mekayim the shvua? When it's begufo, you know you're going to be able to mekayim it. I had a little bit of trouble with that. How do you know what your health is a given? Your physical ability to do a mitzvah is a given. How many people overnight Rachman al-Tzlan became paralyzed or were unable to do mitzvos one day after they were able to do mitzvos? The Prisha writes that any mitzvah that's tali in a chefetz, in a chevtza, like a lulav, a sukkah, that's considered mitzvah tali begufo, and that the Torah would say you are allowed to take a shvu on it. The Sefer Chassidim, however, says that this whole idea of being taking a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah is only b'zman ha-gemara, where they were moser nafsham l'kayim shvuasam, where they would do anything to be mekayim their shvuas. But b'zman hazeh, you're not allowed to take shvua even l'kayim as a mitzvah, and that's how the Chachma Sadim Paskins and Klal Tzad Yalef Sivav, that even l'kayim as a mitzvah, our minhag is that we don't take a shvua. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So says the Gemara, ve'ema l'motzi shem shamayim l'vatala, four lines from the bottom. how do you know that this pasuk is coming to tell me about the Mekalas Chaveira B'Shem, that it's a lav shem b'maisa, you get Malkus on it? Maybe he's coming to tell me that you get Malkus for being Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. Maybe that's the Chiddush. So says Gemara, me guard Mekalas Chaveira B'Shem, Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala? What do you mean? If you get Malkus for Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, well then you're going to get Malkus for being Mekalas Chaveira B'Shem, because being Mekalas Chaveira B'Shem is using also the Shem Shamayim Levatala. So of course you can get Malkus on it. So it says, well, no, Anan Hachika Kashal, and this is what bothered us. Ema Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala Tiski Leba Malkus. Maybe the Torah is only telling me when you Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, that's when you get Malkus, because that's when Malkus is a sufficient punishment for the person. Av Mekal Chavir B'Shem Kivin Dekavit Tarti Dekamapik Shem Shamayim Levatala Vikamit Tsar Le Lechavrei Lo Tiski Leba Malkus. But maybe I would think that if you're Mekal Chavir B'Shem, it's a double Avera. Number one, you're being Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, so you have an Avera Ben Adam L'Makom. And number two, you're being mitzar chavero. You're violating an avera ben adam lechavero. So I would think that since there's a dual aspect to this avera, so it's going to be much worse, and Malkus won't help. Malkus is not going to suffice in this kind of situation. That's what the Gemara's kash is. How do you know the pasuk is coming to tell me that you get Malkus for mekal chaver b'shem? Maybe the pasuk is only coming to tell me you get Malkus for being motzi shem shemayim levatala, but for being mekal chaver b'shem, Malkus is enough. You need something worse than Malkus. Says Mar Lo Matzamrit Tuchsiv Lo Sekal Cherish Viyamrit Bishlam Lekalz Chavero Asarase Mehacha. Pasuk says Lo Sekal Cherish. Now, if what the Torah is telling me that I get Malkus on is being Mekalas Chavero, so then I understand you have an Asara for Mekalas Chavero for Los Kal Cherish, because we know there is a rule that Einon Shinalim Kein Masirin. The Torah that can't just tell me you get an Onesh for doing something. There has to be somewhere else that the Torah says don't do it, and then the Torah says, and if you do it, this is the punishment you will get. So far, the only pasuk we brought is a pasuk of an Onesh. Whatever we're going to say that pasuk is about, there needs to be an ashara somewhere. So if we're going to say that it's about being mekalas chaver b'shem, great, we have an ashara. Lo sekal cherish is a perfectly good ashara. Ashara, d'chsiv lo sekal cherish. Eliyam motzi shem shemayim levatala. But if we want to say that the pasuk that we quoted is that you get malkus is about being motzi shem shemayim levatala, well then ashara se mehecha. Where do we have an ashara for such a thing that we could then say that you'd get malkus for it? So says Mara, what do you mean? Where do you have an asara? Allah malo vaksivis Hashem elokachatira v'osos savod. Isn't that a good enough asara to not to be motzi shem shemayim levatala? You have to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu and be yorei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the ways of showing yiras Hashem is not saying shem shemayim levatala. Perfect ashara. Now let's use this pasuk to tell me about Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala and not about Mekalas Chaver B'Shem. So we're vaiter stuck trying to find out where do we ever see by Mekalas Chaver B'Shem that one gets Malkus. Says Gemara, no, that ashara is not valid. Hahu ashara sasehu. That's an ashara saseh, it's not an ashara. It's not a valid asara for a los asay, since that asara is in a lashon of asay. As Hashem elokecha tira v'aso savod, what you should do. Los sekal al cherish is an asaras los asay. So an asaras los asay in this context is much more valuable. Now a couple of points over here. Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph writes that there's no isur motzi shem shemayim levatala when you say a bracha. Let's say in the whole isur is someone who's motzi shem shemayim stam, but a bracha of Vatala is not called Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. I mean, even if the bracha is unnecessary, that's not called Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. That's a bracha Levatala, because at the end of the day, you said a sentence that made sense, that blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't call that Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala is stam. Person just says a Shem Hashem. That's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. But a bracha Levatala, he says, is only an Isser Midrabban. Now, the Gemara refers to a bracha Levatala as an Isser Chamor, but according to the Shita Satosvos, it's only an Isser Chamor Midrabbanan. It is not an Isser Mida Oraisa. It's an important shita of Tosfos. Now, the Rambam writes, if a person made a mistake, the Rambam Hilch Shvus Parak Yud Beis Halach Yud Alf, and was Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, the Rambam says right away you should quickly be Mefire and Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that it shouldn't be Levatala. He says, Hashem, if he says Hashem, he should say Baruch Hu Liyolim Ve'edo, Gadol Hu Mehu Al Ma'od, Uchayotzi B'zeh, so that it shouldn't be a Baruch Hu Levatala. So you see that Levatala means that you just stop mentioning Shem Hashem with absolutely no purpose and no meaning behind it. But if there's meaning behind it, even though there was no reason to dafka say the Shem Hashem, And then it's perfectly fine. Now in the Shiurei Hagrid that the Birei Daf keeps quoting over here, again I assume it's a cousin of the Rav of Soloveitchik. In the Shiurei Hagrid he points out that there's a bit of a problem in the Shitas Rambam over here. The according to the Rambam, Mekalas Chavero could happen without being Moshim Shemayim Vatolik. The Gemara over here asked, how can you say, the Gemara wanted to suggest, oh, how do you know this pasuk is talking about Mekalas Chavero? Maybe talking about Moshim Shemayim Vatolik. The Gemara said, well, even if it is talking about Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala, Mekalas Chavero is Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala plus Mekalas Chavero B'Shem is using Shem Hashem plus it's a further iser Beit Adam L'Chavero. So the Shira Agrid just points out, is that necessarily true? Every time you violate Mekalas Chavero B'Shem, have you necessarily violated Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala? He said, not so pashut. According to the Rambam, Mekalas Chavero B'Shem could happen without being Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala, because the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Vav Halacha Gimel is that if you're Mekalas Chavero with a kinui, using a kinui of the Shem Hashem, you're Chayiv Malkus. So apparently that's called Mekalas Chavero B'Shem. Whereas Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, when a person is Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuas Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, you're not Chayiv with a kinui. So not every time you violate Mekalas Chavero B'Shem, did you necessarily also violate being Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala? It's a Shtarka Kasha. Why does the Gemara necessarily assume that one is Kolel the other? That every time you're Mekalas Chavero B'Shem, you also were Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala. According to the Rambam, that is an invalid assumption. Another important point over here, we said that this is an Asharas Asay, that it's an Asharas Asay, and therefore it's not a good Ashara for Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala. It's got to be in that we need to use the other Ashara, the Ashara Slos Asay, for Mekalas Chaver B'Shem. Sefer HaChinuch writes, what's the reason for the rule, Ein On Shemelim Kein Masirim? Why do I need two psukim to tell me that you can't do something before you punish me for something? What's the reason for to have such a klal? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, since there's makom to say that a person has autonomy, he has the ability, he has bechira to choose what he wants to do or what he doesn't want to do. Maybe when the Torah tells me, if you do this, you get malchus, it means to say, look, this action comes with a certain consequence. It's like if you, like we said before, you walk outside when it's cold without a jacket on, you're risking catching a cold. You're likely you stay up very late at night, you're going to be tired tomorrow. So you have a choice. You could go to sleep early or you could stay up late and be tired. But those are both valid options, and you could choose whichever one you want. So without the Azhara, the Torah tells me, you do this, you get Malkus, says the Sefer HaChinuch. I would assume that that means that I could choose not to do it, and then I won't get Malkus, or I could choose to do it, and I'll get Malkus. How do I know that I'm not allowed to do it? That's why I need an Azhara. The Azhara tells me, don't do it, and then the Onesh, the second pasuk of the Onesh, tells me, and if you do it, you're going to get punished. So Frekta Minchas Chinuch. Then what does it matter if the Ashar is written B'loshan Asay or B'loshan Los Asay? Once the Torah tells me that it's frowned upon, that this is not viable behavior for a Jew to partake in, so what does it matter if the Torah tells it to me in B'loshan Asay or B'loshan Los Asay? Again, Shtar Kakasha, I'm not sure. It's a very, very strong Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch raises. This is in Mitzvah Samach Tes, where this whole discussion appears. Okay. Let's see weiter in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, we're at the two dots on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amru, Af Hamakdim Truma L'Bikurim. So remember, we had our list of three things that are Lav Shein Bo Maisa, and even though they're Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you still get Malkus on it. Then Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina says, there's a fourth thing. If you're Makdim Truma to Bikurim, you're Mafresh Truma before you do Bikurim, before you bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, that also is something that's a Lav Shein, and yet you're going to get Malkus on it. So my time is Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. What is the reason for Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina that you can get Malkus even though it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa? So I'm a crab. Pasuk says, Melascha v'demacha lo sa'acher. Pasuk says, your Meleya and your Dema, you should not delay. So what is a Meleya and what is a Dema? Meleya elu bikurim, v'demacha elu truma. Meleya is a reference to bikurim, Dem'acha is a reference to truma. Va'amra lo sa'acher. And the Torah says, Lo sacher, you're not allowed to do the bikurim after the truma, that there is an isser of going out of order. Where do we see, why does malaya mean bikurim, and why does dema Shema mean Truma. So Rashi writes, Elu Bikurim Lahachi Kari Bikurim Leia Mishum Dele Altashin Smala Hatavu of Enigmarum Lachta Hukva Libikurim. That it's when everything is finished, when everything is fulfilled. So Malaya is full, when the grain is fully grown, and the Malacha is fully done. That's when the mitzvah of Bikurim takes effect. That's why it's called Malacha. Why is Truma called Dima'acha? Says Rashi, Lufisha Himidama'as Vi Ola Be'echarumea Mapaklav Prab Lashon Dimua. The Lashon of Dimua is something we use when Truma gets mixed in with Chulin, when it gets mixed in together. So the halacha is that Truma is batal be'echarumea. Anything less than echarumea, Truma is not going to be batal. That's what we call Meduma. So because we use such a lashon of Meduma when we talk about Truma being mixed in with chulin, so that's how we know the word dema, the word dimua, refers to the word dimacha, refers to truma. Tosos doesn't like that because Tosos says this din that you need echadumeya is only din to rabbanan. We're translating words in the Torah, words in the pasuk dimacha. We're saying what does the Torah mean when it says dimacha? So Tosos says no, there's a different reason why it's called dimacha. Va'ravra in Dibur Maskel Maleascha about halfway through. Va'ravra benu Moshe mi punt visa piresh delakach. Kari l'truma dema l'fisha noheges belach ubikurim ein el biyavesh. Tears are wet. Dema means tears, and truma is noheg belach. It's noheg on even on moist things, as opposed to bikurim, which is only noheg on fruits. Fruits are solids; they're not liquids. So truma is noheg belach, whereas bikurim is noheg biyavesh. So that's why it's called demacha. That's why truma in this context is referred to as demacha. Now, it's interesting. The Yerushalmi in Trumos, quoted here in the Birei Adaf, the Yerushalmi in Trumos has a suffix. When is one in violation of this isser of being makdim truma lebikurim? Is it as soon as you are mafresh truma and you haven't yet brought bikurim, so now you've already violated the isser? Or is it only afterwards, when you're mafresh bikurim, after you've already been mafresh truma? When you bring the bikurim, then you violated the isser being makdim truma lebikurim. I mean, is the isser bringing bikurim after truma? Or is the isser being mafresh truma before bikurim? So Yerushalmi says nafkamina is, what if the bikurim gets burnt after your mafresh truma? If the isser isn't being mocked in the truma, so you already violated the isser, you brought the truma before you brought bikurim. But if you say that the isser is in being mafresh the bikurim after truma, well then you never got to bring the bikurim, and therefore you never violated the losase. So in the Shira Agridi points out that the Yerushalmi could have said better nafkaminas. Yerushalmi could have said a more pashan nafkamina. What in regards to hasra, if you want to give someone hasra, not to get mal for this avera, when do you give him asra? Before he's mafresh the truma, or before he's mafresh the bikurim? Which is the avera? Very pashut nafkamina. Or another nafkamina: if one person is makdim the truma, then the other one is mafresh the bikurim, who gets the malchus? Who did the avera? The one who was mafresh the truma, or the one who was mafresh the bikurim? So says the grid. It's pashut that both stadim of the she'ela would agree that the hakdama of truma le bikurim is the isser. The isser is doing truma first. The isser is not in doing bikurim last. The whole issue in the Yerushalmi is that there's this tenai, whether there is a tenai that in order for the isser of being mafresh truma before bikurim to be punishable, to be something that takes effect, whether there's a tenai that you actually need to be mafresh the bikurim lebasov, that at the end of the day you need to be mafresh the bikurim, or do we say no, there's no such tenai, as soon as you're makdim the truma, right away we don't care what happens with the bikurim, as soon as you're makdim the truma, you already violated the aver. That's why the Yerushalmi Dafka takes the nafkamina of Nisraf HaBikurim, that even though you violated the Avera already, the Afrashas Truma, if you say that there's a Tanai that still hangs over that Avera, that you still need to be mafresh the Bikurim, well then if Nisraf HaBikurim, there wouldn't be a violation in that kind of situation. Okay, the Milchas Chinuch writes, if a person is Avar and Makdim Truma LeBikurim, so it's a mitzvah lishol al hafrashaso, because you could be shol on the hafrasha, and then all the perils will go back to being tevel, and it will be as if you never violated anything, you never violated the Aver in the first place. So Milchas Chinuch says that if a person is Makdim Truma LeBikurim, and then the Truma gets mixed in, or the Bikurim gets mixed in with Chulin, it's not going to be batal afil be'elef, even though normally Truma is be'echad u'me'elef, like we said before, but there's a rule, davar sheyesh lamatirin is einu batal afilu be'elef. So maybe you would have a din of a davar sheyesh lamatirin, because you could always be shoel on the truma. So anyway, so the Gemara had said, back inside now, the Gemara said, we see from this pasuk, that we're makbid on the seder hadvarim, that the bikurim has to come first, and then the truma. And we thought that maybe this is the background to why Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says you're going to get malchus tanit even though it's a lav shein b'maisa. See itmar hiktim truma lebikurim. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. There's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Chadam aloka v'chadam rein aloka. Good. Now that we've established that it's also to do that, you're not allowed to be makdim truma to bikurim. If you do it, machlokas. We don't know who says what. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Whether you get malchus or not. So what do you mean we don't know who says what? We just said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that there are three things that are lav shein b'maisa that you get malchus on, and then Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, and even maktim chumul bikurim is a fourth thing that's a lav shein b'maisa, and you get malchus on. So what do you mean we don't know who says? We know Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is one that says you get malchus. So it's time to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who damar lokam, he damar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, afa maktim chumul bikurim. From the fact that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina adds maktim chumul bikurim to the list of things for which you get malchus, even though it's lav shein b'maisa, it must be he's the guy that says you get malchus. And Rabbi Lazar holds that you don't get malchus. So says Gemara, no, adraba. It's time Rabbi Lazar who damar loka. Now I'll tell you that Rabbi Lazar is the one that says you get malchus, because there's another stam mishnah that sounds like Rabbi, not stam mishnah, another mishnah that indicates that Rabbi Lazar is the one that holds you get malchus. So we're going to have a problem over here. Ditnan, hayu l'fanash shtei kalkol shel teva. Let's say you have two baskets of demai. Over here it says teva, but it means demai. You have two baskets of produce that were purchased from an Am Ha'aretz, and therefore you know Truma Gedola has been taken off, but Maestros have not been taken off, because Am Ha'aretz is not Chashud on Truma Gedola, he's only Chashud on Maestros. It's interesting, when you take the Mai, you have to be Mafrish Maestro Rishon, let's say, but you don't have to actually give it to a Levi, because Maestro Rishon, the Levi can't prove that the Am Ha'aretz didn't take Maestro Rishon from it. So you just have to be Mafrish, there's no Isser of a Zar eating Maestro Rishon. So you're actually allowed to eat it yourself. You just have to be mafresh. You just have to designate something as Maisa Rishon. But Truma Gedola you don't have to do at all, because that you could assume the Amaretz already did. So if someone has two baskets of Demai, Va'amar Maiser Shel Zu B'Zu, and he says the Maiser of basket A should be in basket B, that I'm being mafresh from basket B to cover not only itself, but to cover basket A as well. So Rishonim Musares, basket A is therefore covered, and it's fine. Maiser it's gemaisered, everything is good. Shel Zu B'Zu V'Shel Zu B'Zu. But if you say, I'm being mafresh on basket A from basket B, and on basket B from basket A, harishonu musaris, vashniya einu musaris, then only the first one has maestros that we assume is good in terms of maestros, the other one is not. And Rashi explains, right before the lines get wide, ki amr mishal zu lezu vishal zu bezu, mishum deli alta damr shal zu lezu, rishonate maestro ala shniya. As soon as you said the first half of the sentence, that I'm being mafresh from basket B on basket A, so the maestros for basket A have already been taken care of, and basket B already has maeser in it. So the alter iftul ashniya legamri v'chi amr shel zu shel shniya te maeser rishona ein b'dvar of klum mishum dekvar iftul ashniya bekalkala rishona v'ein tom rapat al chiv. Now to then reverse it and say, and I'm being mafresh from basket A on basket B is no good, because you're no longer allowed to do that, because you've already made basket A okay, and once basket A is putter from any maestros, so you can't be mafresh from that which is putter to cover that which is chayiv. So to say the reverse is going to be ineffective. So it only works in the first direction, doesn't work in the second direction. What if you formulate it differently? You don't say shalzubazu, vishalzubazu, that first basket B on basket A, then basket A on basket B. Rather you say the maestros for each of them should be on each other, that each one should have maestro to cover the other one. So then it's all at the same time. So then kares Hashem, then ein achinami, then you kares Hashem maeser on all of them, and that's good enough. And then both baskets become completely mutter. Tosos raises the question that we have a klal in Shas kol sheino b'zeh chazeh afil basachaseino, that anything you can't do one after another, you can't do b'basachas either. And over here you could do, one after another it doesn't work, but b'basachas it does work. So Tosos writes yalfa gav dekaimel kol sheino b'zeh chazeh afil basachaseino hacha kiven de daite litkune tarvayu havi ka'omer maisel sholishona te b'shnia chutz miyud sheyishru tevel b'rishona l'sakin ha'shnia v'chala maisel sholzubezu v'sholzubezu. He says it must be that the way we view this case, where you're saying they're meiser on each other, It's as if it's a different case, where you're not stam saying A is meiser on B and B is meiser on A. What you're saying is A should be meiser on B except for 10% of B, which I'm leaving ungemeisered, so that could be meiser on could turn around and be meiser on the other one. So it's as if, and if you do that, bizar chazeh would also work. If you were to actually formulate it like that, bizar chazeh, that would work too, because you left something still chayiv in the other basket. But it says we view it as if you did that in this case. But why are we quoting all this? That even though you got it to work one on the other, but it's going to be a problem. You're still going to get malchus because you're makdim meiser sheni of the first one to the meiser rishon of the second one. And the halacha is you got to take care of meiser rishon before you take care of meiser sheni. So by going out of order, you're going to get malchus. What do you mean going out of order, you get malchus? Who says going out of order, you get malchus? Oh, it's taim. So we see that it's from Lazar who says that going out of order gets malchus. That if going out of order, meiser sheni before meiser rishon gets malchus, then the chora going out of order, truma before bikurim, is going to get malchus as well. So now we have a problem because we said that it's machlokas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Lazar. One of them says you get malchus from makdim truma lebikurim. We know in Daf Gimel and Ralph, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina added being makdim truma lebikurim to the list of things that you get malchus for. And here we have Rabbi Lazar saying going out of order is something you get malchus for. So who's the one that says that you don't get malchus? So says Gemara, El Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Damarein Aloka, Leim Akash, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. So now what are we going to be left with? We're going to be left with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina saying you don't get malchus? Well, then it's a stira in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. So says Gemara, love. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Aptura Kai. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, when he said, I have a fourth item to add to the list, did not mean to say, I have a fourth item to add to the list of things that are lav shein b'maisa that you still get malchus on. He just said, I have a fourth item to add to the list of things that are lav shein b'maisa. Not that you would get malchus on it. He never meant to say that you're actually going to get malchus. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, in fact, would hold that you're putter from malchus. V'achi kamar, lav shein b'maisa, ain lokin alav. Then this, it's as if the Gemara said like this, that the rule is you don't get malchus on alav shein b'maisa. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina amru af hamakdim truma lebikurim. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina pipes up and says, yeah, I'll give you an example of alav shein b'maisa that you don't get malchus on, and that is if you're makdim truma to bikurim. So good. So it's only Rabbi Lazar holds that you do get malchus in a case where you're makdim one thing before the other. So says the Gemara, Maishna Meimar Delaki. Why is it when you do tamura, you get malchus like the Mishnah said in Daf Bezim and Aleph, Mishum Dibidiburo Asa Maisa, because it's considered as if you did a Maisa because your speech alone creates a chalos kedusha on the second animal, and that counts like a Maisa. Well, makdim truma lebikurim nami lilki mishum debidiburo asa maisa. When you're makdim truma to bikurim, you should also get malchus because you're korei shem truma and you bring it into kedushas truma, just like by tmura. Let's not get confused here. Tmura truma. Just like by tmura, since there's a chalos kedusha on the second animal, so therefore it's considered like a maisa. So by truma also, since there's a chalos shem truma on the produce, it should also be considered a maisa, and therefore you should get malchus. So why do we think? Why does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina think that you don't get malchus when you're makdim truma to be kurim? Why is it called the lav shein bo maisa bichlal? So says Gemara Amar Rabbi Yavin, shiny hasim the lav shenita glasehu. There's another reason why you don't get malchus by truma, and that is because it's a lav anita klase. Forget about the fact that it's lav shein b'maisa. You're right, it's yesh b'maisa. But it's anita klase. It could be fixed by doing a mitzvah that the Torah specifically tells us about. Dichsiv mi kol ma'asro seichem tarimu, that you should take truma from kol ma'asro seichem. So since it's a lav anita klase, the lav m'le'ascha v'demacha lo sa'acher, and the assay is mi kol ma'asro seichem tarimu. So it's fixable by an assay, and that's the rule. That a lav anita klasei, you don't get malchus on. Says Gemara Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamer lo l'shmaitas. Rav Dimi was saying over this idea. Amar le Abayis. Abayis says v'kol lav anita klasei lo laki. Is that really such a rule? I mean, these rules that we accept throughout Shas, the Gemara questions every single one of them, right? The Gemara questions whether it's true that lav shem b'maisa in lokin alavin turns out to be machlokas. The Gemara questions whether it's true that a lav anita klasei. We accept the halacha in lokin alav by both, but the Gemara questions them. So Abayis says, is that really true? Any lav Anita klasei, you don't get malchus on. What about tamura? Tumur is a lav in nita klasei, because the pasuk says lo yachlifenu, and then there's an asei of im hamer yamir. So it's a lav in nita klasei, and yet we see that you do get malchus. Tetanan lo shadam rashay la amir el shem hamir mumar v'sofikas arbaim v'ferish ne. Our mishnah daf beis am an aleph that you get malchus for tumura. So how can you say you don't get malchus for a lav in nita klasei? Answers the gemara: tumura is different. Havalu trei lavi v'chadasei. It says lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir also. It's a double lav by Tumura. So since it's a double lav and it's only one asay, v'losi chadasei vakra trei lavi, it doesn't count as a lav and nita klasei. Lav and nita klasei is when you have one lav and then an asay to undo that lav. Over here you have two lavin and then an asay. A double lav is not going to be fixed by a single mitzvah asay, and therefore Tumura you're still going to get malchus even though it's a lav hanita klasei. Frek the Gemara Vaita, though, we're still not satisfied. Is it really true that you get malchus for a lav and nita klasei? That you don't get malchus, rather, for a lav and nita klasei? Varei ones, what about Rachman al son, a man rapes a woman, the chad lav, the chad asei. There's one lav and there's one asei, when the halacha is that that he has to marry her, and he has an isra losa say that he's not allowed to be megarish her, and yet velo asi chad asei va'akar lav. Even though it's only one asei and one lav, we don't allow the asei to overpower the malchus of the lav. You're still going to get malchus for the lav. D'tanya, how do we see that? We have a brisa. Onas shegirish. So if a guy was ma'anis a girl and he marries her and then he divorces her, im Yisrael hu makser vein lokas. So if he's Yisrael, you don't have to get malchus. Just remarry her and then you won't get malchus and all will be good. Vim kohenu. But if he's a kohen, loka vein makser. He's not allowed to be makser because he's not allowed to be makser grushaso if he's a kohen. So he's going to get malchus. So what's the point? The point is, even though a kohen is not allowed to remarry her, but this is in general, this is an isser that is a lav anita klasei. The isser to be megarish her in general is an isser that's lav anita klasei, and yet we're still going to say that the kohen gets malchus for this isser. So don't you see that a lav anita klasei, when it's one lav versus one asei, that you do get malchus? So says Gemara, that's different. Kohanim kamrit, kohanim taimakrinuhu, the Rabbi Rachman, kedusha yisera. That's a din, the special kedusha of a kohen that he's going to get malchus, even though it's a lav anita klasei. But in normal circumstances, a lav anita klasei, you don't get malchus on. Period. That's the end of the discussion of lav anita klasei. Says the Gemara, kitanai. This is actually machlokas tanaim. Now, if you don't know any better, you would say, what's machlokas tanaim? Lav anita klasei is machlokas tanaim. That's what we were just discussing. Says Tosfos, lo kai ahai sugi de lav anita klasei, ela plukta de lav shein b'maisa. This word, kitanai, goes back to the sugi of lav shein b'maisa. It's not about lav anita klasei. This is about the issue of whether you get malchus on the lav shein b'maisa. So we sort of had like an aside, you know, that was the whole previous 20 lines or so was in brackets, and that was just a side discussion, it was a parenthetical note, and now we're going back to our Iker discussion of Alav Shein Bomaisa. So Kitanai, that's Machlokes Tanaim. The Pasuk says, Le'yashiru Mimenu Ad Boker, that you have a carbon, you're not allowed to leave over, you have a carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to leave over until the next morning, you have to eat the whole thing at night. So Ba'a Kasav Litin Asei, Achalos Asei. Pasuk gives us a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah lo sasei. What's the mitzvah sasei? To burn it. If you left it over, you got to burn it. So lomar shein lokan alav divrei Rabbi Yudas. Rabbi Yudas says, why does it give me an asei after the lo sasei? To tell me that you don't get malchus because it's a. To tell me you don't get malchus. How does it tell me you don't get malchus? Because it's a lav, anita klasei. You don't get malchus and a lav, anita klasei. That's Rabbi Yudas Shita. Rabbi Yaakov omer, lomar hashem uzel, mishum davi lav shem bo maisa, v'kolav shem bo maisa in lokan alav. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you don't need that it's a lav, anita klasei. Anyway, you're not going to get malchus on leaving over the meat of the karban because it's lav shein b'maisa. How do you leave something over? You just don't do anything. You don't eat, and it gets left over. So it's lav shein b'maisa. That's why you don't get malchus on it. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda wasn't satisfied with that reason. That Rabbi Yehuda needed to come on to say that it's a lav anita klasei is the reason you don't get malchus. That lav shein b'maisa wasn't enough for him. That's why the word kitanai is going on lav shein b'maisa. Mechad Rabbi Yehuda savor lo k'lav. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds for a lav shein b'maisa you do get malchus. So that's a machlokas tanaim. So frek the gemara of Rabbi Yaakov haivan osman ad boker beish tisrofu l'mayasa. Then why do I need the assay of the ish tisrofu that when you leave it over till the morning, they have to burn it? What's the role of that mitzvah sasei if it's not there to come to tell me that you don't get malchus by turning it into a lav anita klasei? Rabbi Yaakov holds anyway you're not going to get malchus. So what's the role of that pasuk? So Mibayle Lichitnan, he needs it for the following. Hatsamas Vagidin Vanosar Yisrafu Bishisha Asar. So it gets burnt. You can't burn it on the day of Pesach, on the first morning of Pesach. You gotta burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Chal Shisha Asar Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say the first day of Chol HaMoed turns out to be a Shabbos. Yisrafu B'Shiva Asar. Then you gotta burn it on the second day of Chol HaMoed when it's not Shabbos. Lufi Shein Dochen Los Shabbos Los Yom Tov. Because this mitzvah of burning it is not Docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'amr chizke v'chein tam debe chizke my time. Why is that true? Amr krav v'nosim menu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. It says, nosim menu ad boker. So what does it mean? Nosim menu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. We already learned that it's going to become nosim that you have a mitzvah to eat it only that night. And if you don't eat it that night, then you've already passed the mitzvah. So of course you're going to burn it the next morning. What's the pasuk coming to teach me? What the pasuk is coming to teach me is that there's a second morning during which it can get burnt. Sometimes the first morning is not a viable option of burning it. The second morning is the most viable option of when to burn it. That's the chiddush of that pasuk according to Rabbi Yaakov. So at the end of the day, lav shein b'maisa, do you get malchus or not? Machlokas tanoim. Lav anitik la'asei seems to be pasuk that you would not get at the end of the day that you would not get Malchus. Question is, do we need Noser to be a Lav Anita Glasei? Maybe the fact that it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa alone would have sufficed. Now the next sugya is probably the most famous sugya in all of Temura. That is called Muslim Rakhman Losav in Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani. We only have 2 minutes left, so I don't want to start the sugya now. Maybe just one more word about the sugya that we just concluded. The Rambam Paskins in Psulei Mukdash and Perik Yudches Halachates and in the 10th parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach Halach Yud Aleph, that it's usher to be mosir mibasar kachim lachar zman achila. So you're not allowed to leave over basar of kachim after the zman achila, and if you do, you don't get malchus, says the Rambam. Why? Shaharei nitko akasuv la'asei. Now, who's the one that says that it's lav anita klasei? It's Rabbi Yehuda that says the reason you don't get malchus is lav anita klasei, right? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say this? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shein b'mais is not good enough. That lav shein b'mais you would get malchus for. Therefore, we need the second reason of lav anita klasei. But the Rambam himself paskins that you don't get malchus on a lav shein b'mais. So ask all the Achronim and the Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah, why does Rambam say that the Tam, that you don't get Malchus or Gnosis, because it's Lav Anit Glasei, why doesn't he just say it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa? La Halacha, we paskin, you don't even get Malchus on Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Sounds like you, from the Gemara, it sounds like you only resort to Lav Anit Glasei if you hold you do get Malchus on Lav Shein Bo Maisa. I have a very major problem with the Rambam. So Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that it's true, you don't get Malchus on Lav Shein Bo Maisa, but he thought it's a greater chiddush to say that you don't get malchus on a lav anita klasei. Because he says, even if you could somehow imagine a case where you will violate the yisur of noser by doing a maisa, still you wouldn't get malchus since it's a lav anita klasei. Whoa, so the Kesem Mishnah is making an assumption about how we define lav shein bo maisa. He's assuming that if you can violate a lav with a maisa or without a maisa, when you do it without a maisa, it's called ein bo maisa. When you do it with a maisa, it's called yesh bo maisa. We saw yesterday, it wasn't recorded, but we saw yesterday, two shitos, Magen Mishnah and Sefer HaChinuch. How we define lav shein bo maisa. Whether it's any avera that theoretically could be done with a maisa automatically is yesh bo maisa, or do we say no? Any aver that theoretically could be done without a maisa, even though 90% of the time you do it with a maisa, is a lav shein bo maisa. Now apparently Kesef Mishnah has a third shita. Kesef Mishnah says it depends how you do the avera. If you do the avera with a maisa, it's yesh bo maisa. If you do the avera without a maisa, it's ein bo maisa. Anyway, for other reasons, the Mishnah Lamelech doesn't like the teretz of the Kesef Mishnah for this Rambam, because he says you don't find that where he says lu yitzur. If you can come up with a case where you violate noser al yidei amaisa, come up with a case. No, we're listening. Where is there such a case that you violate noser using a maisa? He says, Adarabba, it's shaykh that it won't be nita klasei. Like if, let's say, it becomes eaten or it's nisbatel, the ability to be mekayim the asei. It falls into the ocean. So now you can't do the mitzvah asei of burning it. You lost it. It's nevad. So now what are you going to do? So it would still be ein bo maisa, but now it wouldn't be nita klasei anymore. So if anything, I can come up with a tzir that's the opposite. So don't tell me the Rambam was saying, oh, if there's a tzir where there's going to be yesh bo maisa, but it still wouldn't come out as lav nita klasei. There's no such tzir. There's a see her the opposite way. Very, very difficult Rambam. So all the Achronim work on the Minchas Chinuch, the Aruch Haner, etc. Now we're out of time. Okay.